What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. So guys, I decided to come back on my podcast just because I wanted to share another one of my lists with you guys today. So, that's what I'm going to be doing right now. My list for today is going to be including my five longest winning streaks in New York Giants history. So without further ado, let's get right into this list. Winning streaks have not been easy for the Giants, you know, as of late. You know, as a matter of fact, 2022 was just the second time in the last 6 years the Giants won four games or more in the regular season since 2016. Which obviously 2016 was the last time the Giants reached the playoffs. But you know, if you're a Giants history buff like me, you know that this team has put many long winning streaks over the years. Players like Phil Sims and the great Lawrence Taylor, just to name a few, have been major factors during win streaks this historic franchise has been able to put together. But what have been this team's top five longest winning streaks in franchise history? And that's what I'm about to talk about. So I'm gonna take a look at that in this piece. Starting with number one, we can't forget about the New York Giants in 1989 to 1990 season. The Giants won 13 games in a row. The New York Giants' longest winning streak in franchise history was an absurd 13 games in a row. While it did not happen in one single season, this New York Giants team did manage to build off their three-game regular season winning streak in 1989 and added it on in a big way the following season. The Giants won 12 games in 1989 with players like running back Otis Anderson. Having a big year for Big Blue, rushing for more than 1,000 yards and 14 touchdowns, while Phil Sims had a rough year under center, throwing for just 14 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. You cannot forget about legendary head coach Bill Parcells' leadership that helped this team's amazing run. Oh, can't forget about Lawrence Taylor, around this time, he had 15 sacks in 1989. Unfortunately, the Giants fell in the divisional round against the Rams. That ended their season. But the following season for the Giants in blue, for the G-men in blue, had the team off to a historic start. The Giants in 1990 won 10 games, which added to their three-game win streak that concluded the prior season. So, an overall 13 straight regular season games this team won in a combined two seasons. Yeah, that's definitely impressive. Oh, and the Giants also posted a Super Bowl win too. So, the 1989 and 1990 New York Giants, they were no joke. Now, number two, obviously we can't forget about, this goes way back. This is when everyone started to know who the New York Giants were as an organization. This is when Wellington Mara, the father of John Mara, God rest his soul, Wellington Mara built this franchise. The Giants started becoming a team in the year of 1928. And literally when the Giants became a team, when they started becoming a team, the Giants the Giants won 11 games. The year, you know, in the 1927 and 1928 seasons, the Giants won 11 games in a row, you know? And look, in just their third season as an NFL franchise, just like in 1989 and 1990 combined, the Giants put together, and I'll say, even though I wasn't even alive around this time, I did my research. Just seeing how Wellington Mara built this roster, I'll say Wellington Mara put together an improbable winning streak together. You know, led by head coach Earl Pottinger. Hopefully I said his last name right. The Giants started off their season slow and then really turned things around. You know, they won their final 9 games to finish off their season. And on top of that, impressive feat. This Giants defense pitched 7 shutdowns down the stretch and had 10 overall in the 13 games they played that year. And in the following season, in 1928, the Giants opened up their season and won its first 2 games, which matched the team's longest winning streak in franchise history at the time. Even though the team only won 4 games in 1928, it's definitely an impressive feat, that in only the team's third season this is just the third season, for the New York Giants as an NFL team. They were able to lock in an 11-game winning streak, combining the victories from the prior season, So, that's number 2. Number 3, one of my favorite historic runs from the New York Giants is the 1962 and 1963 season, where the Giants, and this time, the Giants won 10 games in a row. Just like the 1989, 1990, and 1927 and 1928 seasons, the Giants put together a long winning streak in 2 regular seasons combined. In 1962, the Giants had a big year, putting together 12 victories and only 2 losses. You know, after starting their season 3-2, the Giants went on to win their final 9 regular season games. And during that stretch, they won 4 of those 9 games by 2 touchdowns or more. You know, the offense was also very electric too, as the Giants scored 30 points or more during their 1962 season 7 times. You know, unfortunately, the Giants saw that 9-game win streak in their 1962 regular season come to an end when they lost to the Packers on December 30th in the NFL Championship game. But in their following season in 1963, the Giants added on to the regular season winning streak by winning their season opener against the Baltimore Colts, which gave the team a 10-game regular season winning streak, which was their second longest winning streak in franchise history at the time. You know, the Giants had a really good roster during this time period, led by head coach Ali Sherman, who had a career coaching record of 57-44-1. And number 4, obviously we can't forget about the New York Giants. We can't forget about the 1986 New York Giants. The 1986 New York Giants won 9 games in a row. You know, like every New York Giants fan, both young and old, knows what happened in 1986. The Giants, led by Bill Parcells and Phil Simms, won the franchise's first ever Super Bowl. But many may not know that during the season, the team put together 2 multi-game win streaks, with one of them being the main factor that helped the Giants get to and win the Super Bowl. You know, the Giants began the season losing their first game of the season against the Dallas Cowboys, but they turned things around quickly, winning their next five games before losing Week 7 against the Seattle Seahawks. However, that loss did not derail the Giants' season at all, as they went on to win their final 9 regular season games and eventually posting a dominating Super Bowl win against the Denver Broncos. You know, this was perhaps the best regular season in in New York Giants franchise during this time period, as they went 14-2 on the year and went a perfect 8-0 at home. Phil Simms did not have a great season that year, only throwing 21 touchdowns to 22 interceptions. The Giants had, of course, a stellar defense during this stretch, led by the great Lawrence Taylor, who had 20.5 sacks that year. You know, obviously, this was a special year for the Giants, and the 9-game winning streak that they were able to put up was a major factor in their Super Bowl run. Fans will never forget this unreal campaign that was recorded. And last but not least, guys, this was one that I'm pretty sure a lot of people never brought up. We can't forget about the New York Giants in the 1930 season. You know, the Giants this time, they won 8 games in a row. You know, in just their 6th season as an NFL franchise, they went on. The Giants in 1930 went on to win 13 games that campaign with, again, a great defense that year as well. Out of the 17 games that season, the Giants defense pitched 4 shutouts as well, allowing 7 points or less in 9 of the games as well. Now, but what was most notable of this Giants team was all the wins they were able to compile. After starting the season 2-0 before dropping their third game of the season against the Green Bay Packers, the Giants went on an instant run of winning 8 straight games that lasted from October 12th all the way up to November 9th. You know, the streak came to a halt on November 16th when they got shut out against the Chicago Bears. Obviously, the Bears around this time had a daunting defense. Despite that, you know, they were able to win 3 out of their final 5 games to get them to the 13-win mark for the second straight season. That year, the Giants had the second best record in the NFL, and back then had 3 head coaches that helped them have a great season, with both Benny Friedman and Steve Owen going 2-0 in the games. You know, these two, they coached, followed by Roy Andrews, who coached the final 15 games, going 11-4 in the process. So, yeah, guys, those are my top 5 longest winning streaks in New York Giants history. Obviously, I wasn't alive to see any of these games, but, oh, man, I wish I was, you know, because I never really got the chance to really see the Giants, you know, actually see on live television. I never got the chance to see the New York Giants on live television go to a Super Bowl, you know. So I wish I was alive, because, you know, this is my team. I would not mind to go all the way back in time to, if I had a time machine, I would put down every date for every game, and I would want to see everything. I would want to see the excitement from every Giants fan. But, you know, that's in the past. But hey, that's history, you know. And history is awesome, you know. Yeah, guys, those are my 5 longest winning streaks in New York Giants history. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll go right back at you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. And yeah, I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants as well, so stay tuned. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.